Mary, it's great to see you here. What are some strategies or approaches you have used in working with executives that are having a tough time articulating their goals? It's been tough to move from them telling people specific work to be done to telling us the context and strategy they are attempting to fulfill. Todd, for me, it's the type of questions we ask, right? If we, it's like what you put in is what you get out. And so if you ask an executive, what do you want me to do? They'll tell you what to do. If you ask an executive, what's possible once we finish this work? So go ahead and let the executive say what they want you to do, right? So don't fight it. Let them articulate it. And if they give you 10 different things, say, that's great. Once those 10 things are in place, what is possible? What would you expect to see once that work's done? And then get quiet and listen. And you're probably going to hear a hint of a goal. But I think it's different question asking that really pops up in my mind immediately. Todd, what do you think?
Tread lightly, because they might not have a strategy, right? They might want to hold that strategy if they do have it tight to the vest. The second they really make it clear and they make it, it's their decision, their skin's on the line. I'm not trying to say they're bad people. This is new to them, right? They're used to commanding and controlling, and that's where they've made a career out of. It's not motivating to the people that report to them or the chain that goes up, but I've tread around this before and made the mistake of going at it too fast, too hard, and to only to find that their strategy wasn't clear, developed, or they just didn't want to share it because it really put them on the hook. So I would tread lightly and warm into this conversation. I wouldn't go at it like a bull, because I have before and it hasn't worked out that well for me. So, yeah. And I didn't cause the change that I was looking to cause, right?
Yeah, you don't have to go alone. Right. I think a scrum master walking into this conversation should have a product owner with them. Right. Let's talk about the overall product vision and the product goal and the sprint goals and how the executive can speak into those. And so it's really, to Todd's point, tread lightly, but also ensure that the way that you have framed the conversation is empowering to the executive. Right. You want to show them how they're getting a huge amount of benefit by having this conversation, not demanding they do something because the scrum guide says so. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I think to mention too, the alignment and strategy of goals and how the impacts of behaviors come all the way down, right? If you make this clear, you stick your neck out and it's unbelievably clear, every single thing that we do in this area of the company for this product, it creates alignment. Everything we need to do has to be aligned there.
Yeah. Great question.